Life moves slowly in this enchanted corner of England's pleasant land. Time has stood still here, leaving these picturesque pockets of pastoral peace.
There! There he is! Stop him!
As we saunter over the gentle greensward, where our ancestors danced their merry jigs, we feel a sense of history, the ever-present past enveloping us in the balm of time.
Get him! Don't let him get away!
Not really. Oh, please!
Oh, hold him! Hold him still, can't you?
In the brash realism of our rush and tear world, many ancient customs can be observed, their origins lost in the mist of antiquity. Even today, in the midst of the technological bustle of the 20th century, life is lived here at the same even pace as it was all those eons ago. No treadmill here, no rat race, no ulcers or psychosomatic ills.
We present Archie's Watergate, a new comedy for radio by Alan Sandler. Archie's Watergate.
Is this all there is of this?
Well, what is it?
Swimming gala. Hello, Boat Weekly Echo.
Well, it was all over in an hour and no one got drowned. I just took down the results.
Yeah, well, yeah, thanks. Yeah, we'll try to use it. It's just a question of space. Sponsored hoop bowling race. 2p a mile and 50p if you drop down dead. Did you see that story I cut out of last night's Courier?
What was it about?
Nude bathing off Scrag End.
Oh, yes, got it.
Yeah, look, see if you can work it up a bit, can you? Give them some encouragement. Who knows? We might get a picture we can flog to the Nationals.
On what basis?
Usual basis. 25 to you, 75 to me.
Oh, that basis. Sam.
What?
You know you're just a lousy opportunist, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, this flower show, it is all right this year, I hope. Last year we had a delegation of red-faced women waving broomsticks.
Oh, I think so. Well, it's what they sent in.
We'll file their list then. It's bound to be wrong. Well, that's it then. Another sparkling issue completed.
So what's the sparkling lead then?
Caves collapsing at Grattan.
Why? Have they fallen in, then?
No, but a report says they might.
They might have fallen in any time in the last 30 years.
Well, they might again. Practically a rewrite of a story we did 5 years ago, but I don't suppose anyone will notice. Well, we got all the football results, netball results, skittles, darts, fancy dress parade with 15 midget Kojaks. We got a passionate editorial about keeping the streaks clean. What more do you want?
Well, what about some news? You know, what's happening?
Look, you find me some news and I'll print it. Do you know, at the last council meeting, it was noticed that the two councillors who passed away last year were still decomposing in the chamber?
Well, that will be something. Not much, but something.
Look, Beryl, when I came here from the street, I realised that local papers have a clearly defined role in the community. We cover all the baby shows and all the three-legged races and print as many names of the local inhabitants as we can without it looking like a telephone directory. In the spring, we try a few stunts.
Like the one-eyed radioactive rabbit?
That was a good one.
Only it wasn't one-eyed.
Well, I made that up. Human interest.
And it wasn't radioactive.
It was. People kept seeing his ears light up in the dark.
By courtesy of mass hysteria. When is this new lad coming?
I told you, today.
Did you say he was fully trained?
Yeah. God knows what in.
He's going to find it a bit slow here after the States.
Well, it's well funded, and that's all Charlie cares about. He's got an extra pair of hands for 12 months at no extra cost. I mean, in principle, any exchange scheme is a good idea. Bound to increase international misunderstanding.
Who did we send over?
Oh, some bright lad from up north. Look, I'm just going down to the Pig and Flute for my weekly meeting with our unesteemed proprietor.
But why a Yank?
Will you stop patting your hair? His name's Archibald.
So's Cary Grant's, really.
They sent me over to interview this gangster. He had a hand grenade in his pocket and a bayonet down his trouser leg. Look, I said, if you get that thing out, I'll have you plastered all over Fleet Street. You know what he said?
Yeah.
He said, if I'm going down for a 20 stretch, I don't care if it's a 21. Well, I thought I'd never see my lovely wife again.
Well, Sam...
dive straight through this plate glass window.
Sam.
Bloody glass, bottles, blood everywhere.
Sam! Now, the paper's been looking a bit dull lately. You know, tired.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. This is a hopeless place for crime. In 12 months, all I've had is one drunken disorderly with a hedge clipper and one case of poisoned pig's
blood. I've been talking to Councillor Simpson. You know he's opening a wig bar?
Oh, that's sensational.
He's going to take half a page ad, so you might see what you can do with it.
Oh, sure.
He's letting Frida borrow some of the wigs for a special display in a dress shop. The boat boutique.
Oh, that is big news.
Oh, no, it isn't. No. But as there's nothing else... yes, there is something else I was asked to... I thought I'd tip you off about. Councillor Fairfax is expressing a strong interest in the leisure centre idea.
Well, that's not surprising, because he's hoping to get the contract to build it.
Well, he's overdrawn from here to China, but... Sam, I think we ought to get something together on... how successful these places have been elsewhere. You know, unbiased assessment.
There's one over at Cranford. They say nobody goes into it. Mind you, the roof's leaking and there's a bloody great crack down the end
wall. Yeah, well, there's no need to bother with that one. No, we have to try and play fair. These places put out weekly ads, you know, saying what's going on. If we could get 80% ads for it, I wouldn't mind running an extra page. Frida thought she might start stocking these new leisure outfits.
And leisure wigs, I suppose.
Sports outfits, you know, for bowling and karate. It's a coming thing, you know.
What is?
Oh, Sam!
Leisure! Frida can see it coming. You know, she's a bit of a trendsetter.
Oh, Sam!
Beryl, just the... yeah, look, Charlie's got a marvellous little scoop.
Oh, Sam, oh, this is Archie. Well, you know, the exchange trainee from the US of A.
Oh, hello, Mr. Potts, sir. Great to be here.
Is it? Oh, well. Ah, this is Charlie. He owns the paper. Charlie's wife, Frida, owns practically everything else around here. Do you like beer? Charlie's in a chair.
My father told me about English beer, You drink it, warm.
No, not really. We just don't freeze it. When was your father here?
In, the early 50s.
Ah, yes. Well, the beer's gone off since then. Here, see for yourself.
Oh, thanks. Seems all right to me. Do you drink it, Miss Beryl?
Well, I do, if anyone asks.
Oh, sorry, Beryl. What'll it be?
What have they got to eat?
Same as last week. Only it's a week older.
Oh, I shouldn't be eating, really. Only I'm starving.
That's purely voluntary, Archie. Wages aren't that bad.
Oh, yes, they are. I'd go back to London if I could afford the fare. That's all that keeps me here. Imprisonment. Oh, a steak pie, please. Oh, and just a few chips.
Leave the chips on. Somebody will eat them. Well, Archie, what have you been doing before coming here?
After I got my degree in creative journalism,
hey?
I...
What's that?
Creative journalism. It's a... well, it combines style with technique and...
We could do with some of that.
Oh, come on, stop putting me on. This is where it all started with Addison and Steele, Bernard Shaw and the Great Thunderer.
Eh?
A lot of American papers are just plain crap. Not all of them, of course, and we are getting better, but we just don't have your great tradition. Publish and be damned.
Be careful. Do you want your new editor to have a heart attack?
You know, Beryl, it was really nice of you to show me around.
Oh, it's all right. It only takes 5 minutes and you're back where you started. You know, I can't help thinking you're going to get very bored here very quickly.
Oh, no, this is great. Honestly, with the pubs and all that.
It must seem small and slow.
Why do you all think that Americans dash about all day with smoke coming out of their ears? The old rocking chair is practically a national emblem. Small-town America isn't much different from small-town Britain.
Only bigger.
Oh, sure, but I'm really bowled over to be here, you know. I didn't think I had much chance. The British press, it's got such a marvelous record. Integrity, straight from the shoulder, frank and fearless, without fear or favor.
Yes. You mustn't expect too much on a small paper. There's a lot of routine stuff.
But, Mr. Potts, sir, is this all? School sports?
It's a nice day, lying in the grass. It's the trouble with you Americans, always sparking off. You have to pace yourself here.
Maybe I could ring, see if anything has come in.
Oh, talk about ants in the pants. There's a shortage of milk bottles. Do you want to cover that? And beer's going up. If you get some reactions from drunks. Ah, wait a minute. I do have something. Now, look. This is an important assignment. I think you can handle it. Take your time and don't get flustered. I want a piece about leisure centres. A survey. A probe piece. A hard-hitting inside job that will lay the facts before the public and prove what a good thing these leisure centres are.
But, Mr. Potts, sir, how do you know they are?
Of course they are. Everyone loves leisure.
I don't. I never know what to do.
This doesn't concern you. You're on wigs.
Wigs?
A complete history of wigs. Wig making down. Famous women in Charles II's wigs. How to keep your wig fresh. Are wigs sexy? Should you wear your wig in bed? About 200 words.
I see. Gonna be a good spread.
I want it very tight. Nobody wants a loose wig. I want some action. When Charlie says this paper's dull, it must be nearly dead. Oh, and Archie, could you cover the Amdram tonight?
What's that?
Amateur dramatic show. Fate worse than death. But we all died, so it must be your turn.
Oh, can I have a pint of your best English ale, please?
Eh?
He means a pint of diesel.
Beryl!
Hi. You look pale. How was the show?
Beryl, I've never seen anything quite so awful. It was grotesque.
I know. They make a speciality of it.
Why do they do it?
Nobody knows. They just hate people.
And music. There was this huge woman in a long, curly wig. I thought it was someone in drag.
Oh, that was Frieda, Charlie's wife. I know it's hard to tell. Now, did she sing?
All the time.
After the first show I covered, I had to take sleeping pills for a week. Kept waking up screaming. Done the notice?
No, I got to phone in the insert and get into tomorrow's paper. Excuse me.
Oh, you coming back?
When I phoned in, I'm going to get really high.
I know how you feel, Charlie, but the lad's only young. Put it down to lack of experience. He's keen, you see. It's over-enthusiasm.
He's too clever for his own good. Now, see here, Archie. If you're going to work for me, you'll need to keep a civil tongue in your typewriter.
I assure you, I didn't mean to give offense. I was only giving my professional opinion.
Everyone is entitled to their point of view.
Oh, Sam, you know better than that. As maid of the mountains, Mrs. Frieda Bascom might be considered too mature for the maid, but she certainly makes a magnificent mountain.
She was miscast. It's not her fault.
Between you and me and Big Ears here, it was the most ill-conceived abortion since Dunkirk. I had to give away free tickets to get an audience in. And then they all escaped in the interval.
You remember what you were saying, Mr. Potts, about the freedom of the press. Tell the truth, even if it hurts.
Oh, sure, but this is different. Frieda, well, she's Charlie's wife, and Charlie earns the paper. Well,
does the fact that Mrs. Bascom is related to the proprietor make any difference to our objective account?
I should jolly well say it.
No, Archie, it doesn't. I've got complete editorial freedom, right, Charlie?
Oh, absolutely.
If anyone's doing anything, we expose them.
Oh, yes, I was meaning to ask you. That shot of the Dairy Queen. How did you get it? Up a ladder?
Got up on a wall. Special zoom lens.
Well, it certainly zoomed all right.
Now, look, Mr. Potts, Mr. Bascom, what did you expect me to say? I mean, it was manslaughter.
I thought she was a bit of all right myself.
Mrs. Bascom? Frieda?
Yeah, wicked. Terrible. You haven't seen anything. She sang Some Enchanted Evening in A Midsummer Night's Dream. Oh, I know it's a punishment to watch her.
I'm glad we agreed,
sir. But not in my paper. Now, look, the last thing I want to do is exercise any undue pressure But I do expect special consideration from Miss Staff in a special case. It's no use talking about freedom of the press to Frieda. She doesn't believe in the freedom of the individual.
And so, after a long, limb-aching morning's work, the people of the town gather together in the snug warmth of the local tavern for heartwarming gossip and refreshment. Chewing the fat is an old local tradition that remains undimmed in the age of television and space travel. In a convivial atmosphere, old ale and conversation flow in happy profusion.
Why don't you shut up and listen for a change?
How can I shut up when you never give me a chance to say anything?
Oh, that's right. Just yak like a parrot while your best friend is turned out of house and home.
Parrots don't yak, do they? Maybe yak, but... Which best friend?
Jim Fairfax is in a fix.
Since when has Jim Fairfax been my best... Jim Fairfax hasn't got any friends.
Will you shut up and listen? If he doesn't get this building contract, he'll go broke.
Oh, well, Frieda, that just proves that there's such a thing as natural justice. Poor old Jim. Can't say that it'll be a great loss.
Oh, yes, it will. You don't think, do you? His farm will be auctioned off, and we won't be able to rent his field.
What field? What do we want a field for? I can't really see what...
That's because your head is stuffed with that newspaper. You never listen to
But you've lost me in a field.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm going to have a go.
I don't know how you do that. Must be pure instinct.
Now, where do you think we're going to put the caravans if Jim sells off all his fields?
Look, what caravans? We haven't... Look, it's true that if you had some caravans, you might easily have need of a field. But as we're not exactly encumbered with caravans...
What about the caravans of that firm that went bankrupt? Huh? The ones we were going to buy cheap and let out in the season.
Oh, are they still going? Oh, well, I'm beginning to see why you're so concerned about poor old Jim. My dear Frieda, your feelings do you credit. If everyone was as big-hearted as you, I'm sure the world would be a much worse place.
If I relied on you, we'd soon go broke. Fancy letting that young swine of a reporter insult me. A yank as well.
Look, you may not understand this, Frieda. It's called freedom of speech.
Free speech, is it? Well, sticks and stones won't break my bones. But all the money goes to charity. It's the old folks who will suffer.
Never mind. I'm sure they deserve it.
Oh, it's hot. Shall we sit down here?
Sure. Is this one of your favorite spots?
Yeah. I climb up here and look out to sea and get dizzy.
You know, Beryl, I'm a bit puzzled about Mr. Potts.
Oh, it is hot, isn't it? Why don't you take your shirt off?
Huh?
Hey! You've got a hair on your chest. One hair.
He seems a good guy. A good newspaper man. Got the right instinct.
Listen, Sam saw too many films about reporters before he grew up. Sam Potts, Wonder Boy reporter.
But did he really work in Fleet Street?
For about 2 weeks, in a shoe shop. But he never got over it. Still wears the raincoat. Reporters don't look like that anymore. I mean, you can't tell a reporter from anyone else.
You see, when Mr. Bascom was bawling me out about my crib, he just didn't stand by me.
Oh, well, you can't have your bread buttered both sides.
Oh, is that a well-known saying? Should I write it down?
If you want.
Ouch!
One. Well, what's the use of one hair?
Why has my cookery column been cut again? Never seem to get past the first course lately.
It was that woman who was growing a beard. We didn't know how far it would go.
Hi. I've just been over to see that leisure centre at Cramford.
Do you know it's falling to pieces and it's not been up 12 months?
Oh, great. Now, why did you have to go over there?
I should have thought that women growing beards was my department.
It's marginal, I'll give you that. Put it up for demarcation.
But you put me on with Mr. Potts. Investigate, you said, dig out all the facts for an objective survey.
Yeah, but we have to be a bit selective. Otherwise, people think we're biased.
Huh? Why should they think that?
The council are thinking of suing the builder. Only he says he subcontracted all the work to Councillor Fairfax.
Facts. Councillor Fairfax.
It sure didn't sound like it.
For God's sake, Archie, be careful. Do you want to get us run out of town? Councillor Fairfax, is after a contract to build one here.
Well, don't you think we ought to say something in the public interest?
Public interest, oh, yeah. Look, who do you think pays our wages?
A short-sighted miser.
Now, look, Mr. Potts, sir. He's just a rip-off artist.
For God's sake, Archie, watch your language in front of Beryl. What you seem to be losing sight of is that a leisure centre here means building, and building means jobs. Are you prepared to see all those men out of work, their wives and children running around with holes in their feet? All those little runny noses queuing up for stale soup?
Soup? Soup? Look, Mr. Potts, I just think it's a racket, waste of taxpayers' money.
Oh, I see. You'd sooner have these men out on the dole. It's people like you that keep going on about scroungers and layabouts, and when they want to do an honest day's work, you want to stop them.
I'm sorry I don't get you. Miss Beryl, what's this all about?
Double talk?
Oh, it's easy to jump to conclusions with both feet. All right, let's look at it your way. If Councillor Fairfax,
Crookfax?
Thank you. Is responsible for that crumbling centre over at Cranford, he's going to have to put it right.
Well, I reckon so.
And where's he going to get the money from to do that?
Wait for it.
Exactly. We have to do things thoroughly, you know. Follow through. Newspapers are the watchdogs of the public, keeping an eye on the ratepayer's purse. We're an open forum where things get thrashed out cleanly. Now, if Councillor Fairfax lands the contract to build a new leisure centre here, he'll have the money to put the other centre right, won't he?
There. I knew it would work out right in the end.
But he's had the money for...
No use kicking a man when he's down.
But what about the first setter? What's going to happen if...
If. Archie, I'd have thought they'd taught you one thing in that college of yours. It's not our job to anticipate events. It's our job to dig out the facts and report them as they happen. It's not our job to speculate on the future.
Frida, what can I do to see that Jim Fairfax gets the leisure centre contract? I'm not on the council.
You could give him a nice write-up. You know, just tell people what a nice chap he is, really. Take a picture of him feeding his dogs.
With cats.
An editorial would help. You ought to point out the lack of amenities here. Young people have nothing to do, and that's what causes all this vandalism.
What vandalism? Where?
Well, you can't blame young people, just high spirits. I mean, there's nothing for them to do here. Can't expect youngsters to play bingo all their lives.
As far as I can see, the youngsters around here seem to be doing all right. You can't walk across a field without...
Exactly. There's nothing else for them to do. It's a great temptation. Healthy sports. That's what they need.
Don't they got the strength for it after... Anyway, even if we were able to convince the council that the leisure centre was a good idea, they're not likely to give the contract to Jim Fairfax. Most of the things he's been involved in have started falling down before he's finished them.
That's because he always has to skimp on essentials to make ends meet.
But he doesn't make ends meet. He leaves bloody great gaps everywhere. Oh, really, Frida? Do we really need this caravan park? Can't we do something else, like a bank raid?
Of course we need it. We have got to diversify our interests. We could have a shop on the site and a disco in the evenings.
And milk all the sitting ducks.
Shut up. He's coming in.
Who is?
Jim Fairfax. Jim! Woohoo! Jim! Over here! Get him a drink.
Well, they don't serve arsenic.
A rum. A double. Takes too long to get him going on beer. Hello, Jim. Hello. Well, how have you been keeping then?
Oh, not so dusty and no fur to middling.
Well, middling anyway. Hey. A rum? Old sailor's drink?
Old sailor? Well, tell me what you want and I'll see what I can do for
Come
you.
Come and sit down here, Jim. I want to talk to you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, my legs is a bit stiff. I've been out all day watching my chats on the site. Got to get all set of public lavies up before the rush starts.
It's good public work, Jim. Something that's needed in this town. we want to attract visitors, we've got to put ourselves out. Now, Jim, about this field.
Ah, well, my dear, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. In all my years in business, I've never known anything like it. Building inspectors, planning people, never leave you alone. Plans for this, plans for that, building regulations. Do it all to their specifications, they still won't pass it. It's ruining British building, you know. I just get tired of it. Lovely centre I put up in Cranford, but it's not good enough for them. I'm just a target. Target for abuse. Anything goes wrong, blame the builder. I told him, leave it 5 years, it'll all settle down.
Well, I may be a bit slow, but I can't see what this has to do with us renting one of your fields.
Of course it has. Jim needs help. What are friends for? A vote of confidence from the council. Well, like a new contract to build another centre. Right. That would make all these complaints look silly.
She's a good girl, your Frieda, you know. Farsighted, she's got her head screwed on, she has.
I know. She can see round corners.
Well, you can have that field. I don't want anything for it. Well, peppercorn rent. Just a peppercorn.
Yes, but how big would this peppercorn be?
It's support I want. Goodwill. As Frieda says, a contract to build a new centre would be the complete answer to all my critics.
Yes, Jim. But how important is it?
Well, if these people really start on me, I should be done for. I'm not as young as I was, and I haven't got the spirit.
Money will do all
I haven't
you
got
need.
It. Day to day, hand to mouth, that's what building's like nowadays. I can't think when I last made a profit. It's all on paper, you know. And when you add it up, what have you got?
A pain in the neck. Right?
Don't worry, Jim. There's a lot of good people in this town that are on your side.
Hello, Bolt Week here.
Hello, you capitalist creep. When are you going to stop printing your dirty lies and distortions?
When we get some clean ones.
This whole town is a sink of corruption, and you're in the middle of it.
You want to put in an ad about it? Or write us a letter, we can cut it down and lose it.
When the day comes, we shall see you and your crooked cronies get your desserts.
Well, tell us when and we'll send someone along. In fact, we might even pay you for the tip-off. As long as it's exclusive.
Who was that?
Chairman of ICI. Now then, let's get at it. The news has got to get to the people. Where's Archie? Archie?
What here, Mr. Potts?
Yeah, what have you got there? What's the big story this week?
Doesn't seem very exciting. Giant Marrow. WI meeting about wool gathering on Dartmoor. Sponsored Skittle contest to raise money to repair garden seat of rest in cemetery. Baby show row. Oh. Planning committee discussion about painting a public convenience red, white, and blue.
God, Archie, where did you find that stuff? Under the liner?
You gave it to me, Mr. Potts. I just typed it out. Oh, excuse me, sir. I think Mr. Bascom wants you.
You've got to hand it to him.
Have you? Who?
Jim Fairfax.
I wouldn't. You'd never get it back.
Over 100 pints of blood. You know, Sam, does the heart good. A record, I reckon.
Who is this? An elephant?
One of the quietest characters in town. Doesn't save seals from drowning, doesn't rescue cats from burning buildings. Just a modest hero of our time.
Who is it? Lassie?
Be in the Guinness Book of Records, I shouldn't wonder.
What will?
Jim Fairfax.
Be in the Guinness Book of Guinness? Now, let's get this straight. Jim Fairfax has given 100 pints of blood.
What, all at once?
No great feats. No stunts to catch the eye of the press. Just the steady drip, drip of a man's human blood.
Sounds disgusting. Can't he get it seen to?
Just one of the unsung heroes of our time. Modest, retiring, middle-aged, local...
Crooked builder?
Property man Jim Fairfax. He's given freely to the blood bank over a period of 10 years. I didn't think anything of it, he said quietly. Please don't make a fuss.
Well, he couldn't sell it, could he? If it's Jim's blood, it's bound to be over the limit. He turned the landlord green just breathing on him.
In a world full of hatred and malice... God, it's nice to hear about men like Jim Fairfax. Let's bang the drum for Jim.
Pardon me, Mr. Potts, sir. What was that all about?
I think he was trying to tip us up about something.
But all that blood. I didn't know he had it in him.
Well, he hasn't now. Hey, How's this for a stunt? What about an interview and feature on Jim Fairfax?
Did you just think of that?
Nope. I've been thinking about it for the past 30 seconds.
Scraping the barrel, isn't it?
Well, it's being so dull that makes him interesting.
Huh?
Well, you know, probe the hidden depths. Find out what makes him tick. Be a good assignment for you, Archie. Something to get your teeth into.
Well, why his teeth? Jim Fairfax doesn't tick. He slurps.
But why? That's the point. The man behind the red nose. Tear aside that boozer's mask, and what do we find?
A faceless drunk?
Headline. Jim Fairfax, man of many parts.
What sort of parts?
I'll have a go at him if you like. I'll probe his hidden depths.
No, no, you're too biased. I'd do it myself, but I'm too close to the subject. Archie will be seeing him for the first time. Be interested to see what you make of him, Archibald.
Oh, for God's sake, Sam. You know this is only to suit some scheme of Charlie's. Yesterday he couldn't have cared less whether Jim Fairfax was dead or alive. Hey, that's a good headline. Is Jim Fairfax dead or alive?
Or just pickled.
I really like coming up here. The sea and everything. Marvelous view.
It's on hire from Paramount Pictures.
I don't know, Beryl. Why do you have to spoil everything? You're really a nice person, but there's this sour side of you that seems to be afraid of anything being, well, nice.
You're wearing the wrong glasses.
You're right about it being a bit slow, but I'm finding plenty to do now. It's great to be given a feature.
Jim Fairfax? That's not a feature, that's a horror movie. How are you making out with him?
Oh, just scratching the surface at the moment, but I'm sure there's something there. I'll dig it out, don't you worry.
Well, if you do, I don't want to see it.
Sam has taken a bit of a risk giving me this assignment, so I want to come up with something good.
Oh, if you do, he won't print it. Oh, Archie.
Why?
Well, I just wish you'd wake up. I like you. I like you a lot.
Oh, hey, that's mutual, you know. Really.
But
what?
Well, you're such a dope. A pushover. Easily conned. Can't you see what's going on? Your piece about Jim Fairfax is to plaster over the cracks. To make him seem partway human for some dark scheme hatched up by Charlie and Frieda.
Yeah, but what? What scheme?
I don't know. All I know is you're being used, and you don't seem to know.
I have a feeling I ought to do something to restore your confidence in your profession. And in me.
This is crazy. Me? Falling for a dope. I ought to have my head examined. Oh, hey. My head, I said.
History lives on in the parish records of these tiny hamlets. Here we learn of the births and deaths of our illustrious ancestors. Idly browsing through the parchment vellum, we find that John Fairfax was beheaded for betraying his king, and James Fairfax, who, on his deathbed, admitted to his brother's crime.
Oh, Mr. Fairfax.
Yes?
I'm Archie, from the paper.
Archie? Didn't I see you down the pig?
Yes, sir, you certainly did. Quite a session we had there, too. But I thought I'd like to see you at home, you know, set you in the right background.
There's no background here. This is where I live.
Yes, I know. Very smart, too. May I come in?
You can if you like. I'm just going out.
Sorry to hold you up.
It'll be open time we walk down. Talk better down there. Feel free.
Well, all right. They want the article for next Wednesday's issue.
That's right, they do. Council meeting's on Thursday. Well, you tell her she can get her caravans in just as soon as I get the contract.
What's that?
Well, I don't suppose that's anything to do with you. But I like to play fair.
Hi. How'd it go?
What?
The interview. Jim Fairfax. I saw you in the other bar.
Rather expensive, I'm afraid. Oh, excuse me. Is it all right if I put in an expenses sheet?
End of the month, paid quarterly. Did you get anything?
He's a funny old guy. I don't think he's too well connected.
Oh, yes, he is.
Kept on about a field and some caravans. If he got some contract. If I could only get it to stand up.
Yeah, you'll be lucky if you can get Jim to stand up. That's the trouble, Archie. Nobody's going to believe that old soap. I'm not so sure this interview's a good idea.
Well, I'm right into it now. I think it'll be ready on time. I always meet my deadline. I take it you're ready to print anything, as long as I can prove it up to the hilt.
Prove what? Oh, well, I'll tell you this, Archie. Nobody frightens the bolt weekly echo. We stand in the tradition of straight from the shoulder. I may not agree with what you say, but I defend to the death your right to...
Ah, just in time to buy Mr. Arthur.
Double whiskey.
Oh, well anticipated. What about you, Archie?
Can I have a double beer?
What, do you mean a pint?
No, a double pint.
Diesel. Oh, her father was a safe cracker, you know. Ah, Frida, my dear.
Double what gin and two tonics.
I see. Well, I hope I'm not being mugged for nothing. How's the Jim Fairfax feature coming on?
Well, Archie's been working on it, but doesn't seem very strong.
You know, he's quite a character, is old Jim.
Too modest, as Jim needs to be shown up in his true colours.
Well, I'm sure Archie will do him proud. Frida, Charlie, you'll have to excuse us. We've got a paper to put to bed. Come on, Archie.
But I haven't finished yet. In fact, I haven't started.
Well, that's what gives the press a bad name. Always hanging around in pubs. Cheers, all.
Right, come on, then. Come on, shake your ass.
All right. I'm coming. Oh. Gosh.
I don't like that lad. I think he's up to something.
Oh, he's just young, that's all. Sees everything in black and white. Doesn't see the grey area where we all live.
Never mind about that. I want to take up the option to buy those caravans. Now, you're sure that article is going to be all right?
Well, I've asked Sam to check it over. Certainly won't be damaging.
I should hope not. After all, it's your paper, isn't it? I hope they wouldn't print anything you didn't agree with.
Well, I'm not the editor. I might have something to say on a matter of opinion, but even an owner, an editor, can't distort the facts.
No, but you don't have to print them.
You know, Frida, your ideas about running a newspaper... quite revolutionary. Here we are discussing basic issues like press freedom, independence from the advertiser, but you strike right at the heart of the problem. If you don't like the facts, don't print them. What could be more simple than that? Anyway, it's the council that'll decide about the contract, and it'll settle whether jolly Jim Fairfax goes broke or not, and whether we can rent one of his fields and screw all the caravanners by supplying them with the basic necessities of life at inflated prices. With his record, I don't see anyone giving him a contract to build a rabbit hutch.
That's all you know. I've had a word with some of the councillors. Mm-hmm. Unofficial. It's true that Jim has had a bit of bad luck lately. That's why he needs a nice write-up in the paper. Then they can vote for him with a clear conscience. There's only three tenders, and two of them are out-of-town people. Bound to give it to a local man.
What you mean is it? You want me to give them an excuse to put their blinkers on? Even so, I can't see why they should do it. Local or not...
Because there's bread and milk. Groceries and newspapers. Ice cream and fish and chips. Hand-painted bikinis and seaweed essence. Bath salts. And then I shall want the site laid out, landscaped, with palm trees and a small swimming pool, with a toddler's bar.
Bread and milk and ice cream and painted bikinis. How do they do that, before or after? I don't follow your reasoning, Frida.
Oh, the campsite.
I thought you were going to have a shop.
Well, I am, but only for craft work. You know, handbags and candles. No, I've decided to lease out concessions. I mean, I don't want to be greedy.
No, your selflessness does you credit, my dear. I take it that you've nobbled all this potential support?
It'll be all right as long as you do your bit. After all, that's what we elect councillors for. To look after our interests.
Exactly.
So all we need to do is sandbag all the other councillors on the way to the meeting to arrive at a fair and democratic decision.
Three days in court about the custody of the dog. He did commercials.
Who did?
The dog did, for corn plasters. Hello, Boat Week here.
Oh, look here. How long are you going on printing this communist propaganda?
As long as we don't have to pay for it.
Don't let your sly infiltrations go unnoticed.
I'm glad. We wouldn't want you to miss anything.
Don't think we're going to stand by while you undermine the system.
What system?
Who's that?
The Chinese embassy. Is this your wig piece? Oh, hi, Archie.
Oh, hi.
Has it been under the dryer? Where's all that filler stuff? Oh, look at this rubbish. What we were all doing 50 years ago. Wine circle meeting. List of stolen cars. Treasure hunt. Someone got lost. Where's the cookery column?
Well, I haven't finished it yet.
Well, come on, then. Clobber something together.
Well, I haven't been in a cooking mood.
Well, clobber something together cold. Here, file all this under last straw. Well, how about it, Archie?
Oh, coming along nicely, sir. I really think it's going to break.
Great. I knew you had it in you.
It was what he said about the field and the caravans and the building contract.
What field? What contract?
The fact is, Mr. Putz, sir, I have to tell you that this paper is being used.
About time.
3 hours in the library, but it was well worth it. Look at this. It's a photostat of an advertisement that appeared 3 months ago.
Bankrupt stock, caravans in excellent condition. Well, best way to sell something is to take out an ad.
Uh-uh. I tried to buy one, but they're all earmarked. 22 cabins.
Vans.
You rang them up?
I said I might be interested in them for my circus.
Circuit? You haven't got a circuit. That's subterfuge. It's not ethical.
Oh, Mr. Putz, sir, please hear me out. I don't think it is us that should be worrying about ethics.
Now, careful, Archie. This is only a small town. Walls have mouths.
Wait a minute. This sounds interesting.
We can't use it. Shortage of space.
You were scraping around for anything to fill up a moment ago.
They said I could try the lady who had paid a deposit to secure an option on the whole fleet of vans, a Mrs. Frieda.
Look, Archie, look, sit down, will you?
Oh.
Come on. Now, look, let's look at this from another angle. This publish and be damned business. There's a snag in it.
I knew there would be.
What's that, Mr. Potts?
We all get the sack. Look, all I asked for was a nice, clean profile of Jim Fairfax. I didn't ask for a whitewash. Nobody would have believed a whitewash.
Even Jim wouldn't have believed a whitewash.
A grey wash would have done. A few warts, a few pimples. Nobody's perfect. But there you go. Padding around like Philip Marlowe, turning the whole town upside down.
Oh, I can't help it if things connect up. I can't ignore. I just can't stop until the lead runs out. The fact is that there may well be some connection between Mrs. Bascom's caravans and Mr. Fairfax's field and the leisure centre contract.
Now, just hold it there.
I bet. Smart work, Archie. You'll go a long way in this business.
So will we, straight out of town. Look, Archie, in a place like this, you've got to live and let live. I mean, this isn't exactly grand larceny, is it?
What dire effects from civil discord flow.
Eh?
Addison.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, Addison. Hmm.
And the scuttlefish.
Like you give to canaries.
When he is unable to extricate himself, blackens all the water around him until he becomes invisible.
Hey, that's a good trick. Look, Archie, I know you're keen. Why don't you start investigating someone else? I mean, you don't start with the boss's wife, do you?
Los Angeles Inquirer.
Eh? Oh, Beryl. Mm-hmm. Is Sam there?
Oh, it's Charlie.
Hmm. Hello, Charlie. Nice to...
Sam, I've just seen the council agenda. The leisure centre contract has been discussed on Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
So I take it we're going to be ready with the Jim Fairfax feature for Wednesday?
Well, I don't know. Something's come up. It's going to be a bit tight. Look, perhaps we ought to hold
What's
it over...
come up? Oh, come on, Sam. Only a load of waffle, but it could make all the difference.
Yeah, I know.
with the net curtains. Can you hold on? I just want a picture.
Uh-huh. How old is she?
Oh, she can't remember. But she always washes in rainwater and puts nettles in her bed.
Crazy stuff. That won't be any bother. Oh, I don't know, Beryl. What am I going to do about Archie?
Good question. Only you knows the answer. It's a well-written piece. Direct quotes and everything. Straight down the line.
I don't want to get the lad into trouble.
You don't what?
Oh, I know what you think. We all go down together. It's all right for Archie. He's only here for a year, but I was hoping to string this job along for a while. Until I get a better offer.
You won't get a better offer while you're hiding in Charlie's pocket, Sam. I thought you were a newspaper man. A bit lousy, unprincipled maybe, but deep down, somewhere, a newspaper man. You know, ink in your veins and a nose for the real stuff. This is the only story you've had. I'm serious. Look, Archie believes in this business. He's not just stooging along week by week, shuffling the same set of stories, picking up things from other papers, rewriting last year's news. He thinks we have a function, that what we do means something. All the cranks and the freaks and the local shysters, well, we have to give them a run, but when we get a real story, we always look the other way.
Yeah. Well, we're all like that at the start. I used to be like Archie, shining knight on a white charger. The only thing was that when I fell off, I couldn't get up again.
Yeah, maybe he'll finish up the same. A cynic and a deadbeat. But it doesn't have to happen yet, does it? He's worked hard on this story. He's got Frieda on toast. And Charlie, well, he's just weak, I suppose. But he ought not to be anything to do with newspapers.
You think I don't know? It's right under my nose.
Archie's giving you a fresh start. A chance to stand up for yourself. If you let him down, you're sunk without trace.
It's not going to be easy, Charlie. The lad's got stars in his eyes. He thinks every issue is a fresh crusade.
So does Frieda. How much does he know?
He knows about the caravans. He knows about the field. That stupid Jim Fairfax spilled it all out.
Yeah.
Straight out of the pump. Must have cost him a week's wages.
Well, Sam, I think this is a case where you're entitled to exercise your editorial freedom. Look, take his piece, cut it down to size. After all, you're the editor. You and me are responsible for what goes in the paper,
There's
eh?
There's got to be some reason why Frieda wants 22 caravans.
Oh, never mind that. Look, let's have a look at his article. Now, we can leave the first paragraph intact. Yeah, cut out all that about the essential repairs to the leisure centre at Cranford. Nobody wants to know about that. That's dull.
It's not. It's dynamite.
Now that is interesting. I didn't know that Jim was a vintage car man. Now that's nice. I like that. That gives him a bit of colour.
Archie says he saw an old Riley in his barn all covered over with straw.
Well, then. Now, all this about him letting off a field for a caravan park has nothing to do with it. This is supposed to be a pen portrait of Jim Fairfax. Look, we'll cross that out. How's that?
It's bloody Dullsville from start to finish. Makes the ad seem interesting.
Well, that's what it's got to be, Sam. If we print this as it stands, and Jim Fairfax denies everything, we'll be in it up to our necks.
I'm sorry, Archie. I know how you feel.
Please, don't distress yourself. It's perfectly all right.
Don't think I don't feel lousy.
You are lousy. Rotten, stinking, crawling lousy. You're a jelly. Where's your backbone? You let Charlie and that lousy Frieda walk all over you.
Well, to tell the truth, I didn't think the issue was big enough.
Oh!
When there's something really important, of course...
Get off. You sold out. Bargain prices.
No, really, Beryl. Mr. Potts has to weigh up the situation and deal with it in his own way.
Quite right. Tell you what, I'll buy you a beer.
Oh.
I like standing around the morning the paper comes out. You know, get people's comments. That's what you want. Here, come on, Bill. Come with us. Do you think I want it to be like this? I stick my neck out and get fired straight out of sea, and who's going to care? This paper's what the readers want. They don't complain. They don't ask for anything better. We still sell the same if we printed it upside down.
I know. But that doesn't mean we have to give up trying, does it? You can have my notice.
Come on. Now, wait a minute, Bill. Jobs are hard to find.
Yeah.
Even lousy jobs, like this one.
You just let this business unsettle you. Look, I like Archie. Maybe not the same as you,
but... that's nothing to do with it. It's just made me realise what we're doing here.
All right, start up a crusading paper. Sell 5 copies and get sued for libel. Hey, there's Charlie.
Oh, well, you'll be busy licking his boots.
Hello, boss. Just in time to buy your stuff.
Where is he?
Who?
That lad, Archie.
Oh, well, he'll be here in a minute. Hey, what's the matter? You all right? You look a bit shaky.
Yeah, I just come from the council meeting.
Oh, never mind. It wears off in a day or two.
Whose idea was it to mention that old Riley?
What? What, the old car? Well, it was just part of the build-up, you know, background stuff. With a character like Jim Fairfax, you use anything to make him appear human. Well, what's the matter? Has he got the contract?
No, he hasn't got the contract. That car's on the police wanted list. It only lent for a fete last year. It disappeared on the way back.
No wonder it was covered in straw. Yeah, we got that police list at the office. I wonder why he didn't check it out.
Maybe he did.
What a crafty...
Excuse me. I got to get to the phone. Frida's expecting a plague of caravans, and if I can't stop them...
Sam.
There'd be all hell to pay.
You've been outmaneuvered.
Well, it's not right, you know. It's unethical. There's going to be a hell of a stink.
Hey, Mr. Potts, sir. There's a whole posse of caravans in the high street.
Good work, Archie. I'll give you your hair back, if I can find it.
Don't you realise what you've done? You've split this town wide open.
I thought you approved of my article. You subbed it down to your requirements. Took it out of my hands.
I'm afraid there's been a big mistake. We're short of room, you see. You'll have to take him back and...
Oh, Lord.
But they're blocking up the high street. I know they're not yours anymore. Can't you tell them to take them back? Oh, bloody hell.
Where is he?
Excuse me.
You little swine, you.
Oi.
Hi, Archie. I'll be back.
See you later.
So now it is time to leave this peaceful backwater, where nature has fashioned such a perfect environment that man cannot fail to live in natural contentment.
There he is! Go around that way!
The daily aggravations of the so-called civilized world seem light years away, banished in the sweet haze of rural delights.
Archie's Watergate was written for radio by Alan Sadler, with Keith Alexander as Archie, John Bennett as Sam, Brenda Kay as Beryl, Hedley Goodall as Charlie, Christine Pollan as Frida, and Tim Bentinck as Jim. The music was composed by Sam Richards and performed by Sam Richards and Tish Stubbs. The program, which came from Bristol, was directed by Brian Miller.
Here, all that is best in humanity flowers in simple pleasures. Life is seen as its most rewarding. The daily round is just a gentle jog. Timeless pastimes, the routine of life, pared down to essentials.